Oh, man.
No, I'll never see those brave films.
Whoa, hang on, Lion. I didn't oil up for nothing. I'm going to Flickerfest. Must find what the heart of short films is.
Thinkologists of these short creations are second to none.
But Dorothy's got our tickets.
Who's Dorothy?
I ain't missing out on the red carpet for nothing.
Well, that was Miranda Tapsell, Jeremy Ambram, Bjorn Stewart and Maine White in a Wizard of Oz-themed trailer for short film festival Flickerfest, which opens in Sydney tomorrow for the 26th year. Crowds are expected to descend on Bondi Pavilion to watch more than 100 short films over 10 days. The festival will then travel to other parts of the country. In recent years, the competition has become a proving ground, if you like, for filmmakers winning the festival guarantees eligibility for the short film and animation categories at the Academy Awards and the BAFTAs. And Bronwyn Kidd is the festival's director. She joins me now.
Good morning, Hamish.
Good morning. Exciting times for you. Busy week ahead.
Very busy week and very busy month ahead as we do 10 days in Bondi and then 52 venues in all states and territories of Australia.
When there is so much film and television and media available these days, you can, you know, you can have it on your phone, on your tablet, on your television at any time you want. Why do still people find it worthwhile going to a screening?
Well, I think it's about the connection. It's about being in a shared space with people that share a love of cinema and a passion for cinema, having the ability to connect with the filmmakers, to talk to them about the stories that they've made. And that's a very big part of what we do at Flickerfest, is all the filmmakers are there and you can talk to them and they're introducing their films. And it's real and it's immediate and it's a much different experience than watching something alone and not having the ability to connect or discuss it with other people that share a similar passion.
And do you find that binge watching and sort of communal binge watching that seems to take place when particular series are released, does that affect festivals like yours?
Look, Flickerfest has been going for 26 years and we've grown, you know, enormously over that time to a 53-venue event in Australia, and our audiences have grown. And this year we had nearly 2,500 entries. So I think there's still that great love of coming together and communally watching films and experiencing them in the physical environment.
So what makes a good short film? What are the key ingredients?
That's a really big question that we ask ourselves when we're trawling through all those entries. But I think certainly creativity, innovation. We're not looking for a remake of a Hollywood movie. We're looking for an inspirational story. We're looking for diversity amongst the filmmakers and the stories that they're telling. So all of those things, you know, a bit of comedy, bit of fun, a bit of heartwarming storytelling generally is what makes a great Flickerfest film.
Well, on that topic, one of the films that looks great that's included this year is I'm Raymond. It's about a young boy who brings a civil case against his parents claiming lost income due to the imminent destruction of the planet. Let's take a quick listen.
He's never really had any friends before. Look at them.
It's three lawyers and a drug addict who coerced him into suing us.
Do you know if Ken and Leanne have offset any of the company's methane with reforestation?
JBL Supermarkets will not want links to an activist.
I am not an activist!
Give him hell, Raymond! That's a clip from I'm Raymond, directed by Eddie Bell. It sounds hilarious, but a very serious message behind it.
It is pretty hilarious, but it's very contemporary. It's very immediate, and that's the thing I love about short films as well, is that they can really cover immediate cultural and social concerns. Unlike feature films that may take someone 7 years to go out and raise the money, and by the time they're ready to make the film, we've all moved on. Short films can be made with your camera, on your phone, with, you know, editing at home. So all of that makes them very immediate and makes them great.
It's been democratized by technology.
Absolutely.
Also battling it out for the title of Best Australian Short Film is Messiah. What's that about?
Messiah follows a very mystical David Gopalil in the middle of Australia who comes across an Irish backpacker who he takes on a bit of a journey. It's fun and it's a really great cross-cultural mix.
Any other special picks that you'd like to mention in the mix this year?
Oh, look, just so many. Fish with Legs, narrated by Frank Woodley and Barry Otto, a wonderful animation that looks at a few mutating fish and what might be causing their dilemma. Is it God? Is it science? Is the question that's asked in that one. That one's really fun. The international program, of course, is always full of incredibly moving and very contemporary shorts. Nocturne in Black, set in Syria. It's a Lebanese and US co-production. It's shortlisted for an Academy Award. That one was a real standout for me. So we're screening around 211 of films, and I have lots of favourites within that bunch.
Got a busy screening diary. So the festival wraps up in Bondi on the 15th of January, but it heads off on a national tour. First up,
Mullumbimby on right. the north coast of New South Wales and Dinner Plains in Victoria.
Okay. So do you get around the whole country?
We do get to lots of the places and it's fantastic to share the films with regional and rural audiences who don't get a chance to see independent cinema, and often it's in a small hall, and we work with lots of volunteer groups who put on arts events for their communities around the country. So it's really inspiring.
Where's your favourite spot to get to?
I think probably Mullumbimby,
right,
is on the north coast. It's one of my favourites, but also love Cygnet in Tasmania, and lots of our WA venues as well that we visit. Cairns up in Queensland, so, and Alice Springs in the Northern Territory.
Yeah, great. Do you get good feedback from those audiences, from those communities?
Absolutely, and people really look forward to Flickerfest coming to their community each year, and we've become an annual event, and we've been touring now for over 20 years, so look forward to returning.
I hope it all goes well this year, and maybe we'll speak to you in the 27th year as well.
Thank you very much, Hamish.
Bronwyn Kidd, thank you very much for your time. Bronwyn Kidd is the director of Flickerfest Short Film Festival, which kicks off tomorrow. You can find more info about it on our website.